ओम शांति, ओम शांति, गुड मॉर्निंग। ईच मॉर्निंग, ईच डे, एवरी डे इज स्पेशल डे। हाउ ग्रेट इज अवर फॉर्चून, how lucky we are to celebrate the meeting with the beloved, with the supreme in his different costumes, different profession, different work every day. Yesterday he introduced himself. He is the gardener. He is the boatman. So today he is coming in another dress. What is it? He says, I am diamond merchant. Because he adopts the body of a diamond merchant. But praise of him is incorporeal. He does not have ears, but he hears the call of the heart from everyone. He doesn't have legs, but he walks very fast. He doesn't have hands, but he does hundreds work at one time. In Hindi, it is bin pag chale, without legs he walks. Bin pag chale, sune bin kana, he does not have ears, but he hears everything. Kar vidh karam kare vidhi nana, without actions, he performs many wonderful tasks. How is done? Yesterday he said, does he have hands? Day before yesterday. Does Baba have hands or not? He has hands? Yes. He does not have a body. But he adopts, he rents a building, or he rents hands to use it, eyes to see, write letter with hands. As yesterday I was saying that when it is a rented place, though it belongs to the landlord, but when a tenant is living in it, he definitely feels this is my home. And he deals in this way, taking care of it. Not it is landlord's house, let him clean. It is landlord's house, let him decorate the way he wants. You have a full right to live. You have full right to have the inner decoration, internal decoration according to your choice. And when you invite someone, you do not say, come to see in my landlord's house. You would say, please come in my house. And you give the address, this is my address. So in the same way, when we used to write the letters to Baba, Baba would say, care of post office, this one is, but care of Brahma. So through Brahma, he then introduces himself, and also it's so clear that how they automatically we adopt or we use the sanskaras of others, of matter, for example. So Brahma Baba was a diamond merchant, and today Baba has come to really give us understanding what is his vision. His vision of seeing everyone as a sparkling diamond, flawless diamond, shining diamond, radiating diamond, so that not only just the diamond in this case, he wants to see that bright light reflecting through our costume, means through our sense organs as well. And it is understood, clearly we can understand that how this body is functioning. It's a subtle, the soul existence of this body is with the real original life, the original energy, the eternal being, light. But when this light, for example, these lights are also there. You have an ordinary example at your own home, a bulb. So this light is in the bulb, but when you look at what it is, it has an aura around it. It is radiating, the energy is not limited up to just the bulb, but it is around it, like a crown for the light. So in the same way, when the living light, the pure energy is there, and when, because it's conscious energy, conscient, incognito, subtle, but very powerful, living. So it vibrates the energy, then not only the soul, but the body reflects it as face is the index of mind. Eyes are the windows of the soul. But when the soul is the embodiment of that, of light, it's the whole body, subtle body, which radiates, it is not physical, its metaphysical energy vibrates, and then it's not only up to just a dot, but in fact, Baba says, your features, your everyday actions, your vibrations of moving around, people will see as light, as they have seen a light, an angel of light, because it's a reflection. But the difference is we cannot catch. The shadow is black. But the shadow of shadow, the light, it itself is light. Here is the contrast between light and dark. But in light, when the soul is enlightened, it is dispelling the darkness and just existing light. So this angelic stage, what Baba wants to see us, sparkling in every aspect, sparkling and also radiating out this energy of all virtues, all powers you have, because it's the Murli that today is, we are hearing, it was spoken in Om Shanti Bhavan, when the sparkling diamond jubilee, we were celebrating 50th years of the. And Baba says that what he is seeing all living, or whether it was Shanti Van, that the Murli is spoken in front of by Avyakt Bhaktada. And what he is seeing, everyone is a diamond. Diamond Jubilee you are celebrating. Celebration means becoming, not celebrating just by doing functions, but what is the function of the light? What is the function of a diamond? Radiates its value. And so this is what Baba is saying, that when he is watching us, he is not watching us a physical body, but he is seeing other two, and a subtle body, and also the living energy, this diamond. So he wants us to also become like him, to see our vision, to make our vision seem only focusing on the diamond. And when you are in conscious of the physical body, I'd like to see very powerful way, but physical diamond is not visible. It's invisible diamond. It's energy which is, of course, instantly when you meet someone, when there is a relationship, some understanding. Your face sparkles. Your eyes become bright. Your happiness is there. This energy then is expressed into the body. So it is subtle. It is a subtle, invisible, and yet it is visible. This is what it means, that when the light of the sun falls on this diamond, it begins to radiate rays of different colors. That is the stone, but we are the living energy, and our vibrations are all these different godly powers as well as Brahmin powers and at the same time divine powers of the golden deities. And we know that these are our powers, but without being conscious, without using it, it does not express. We say it's light. Majestic is actually, it has fire, sulfur is connected with it and it becomes fire. It's not visible. Only when you strike the match, fire is visible. In the same way, certain things are, the fragrance spreads when you cook it. Maybe if things are at your home, you don't feel the fragrance, especially Brussels sprouts. Right, mother? When Brussels sprouts are cooked, that fragrance of that is visible. Anything is being cooked, you can see the fragrance in it. In the same way, when the fire of love enters us, and our these thoughts of positive, pure love, appreciation, of experiencing, the soul when it is experiencing these qualities, there's no efforts at all. You begin to feel that you are that energy and others are also this. So you radiate different, Baba says, people will be able to see Brahmin qualities are the power to adjust, power to cooperate, power to withdraw, become a detached observer, power to tolerate, power to become a detached observer. All these eight powers that are there, they are like the light of the soul, the strength of the soul. But you keep your vision, your focus on the light of soul and the light of the Supreme Soul. And in that consciousness, you see others. And so, it is not only just up to knowledge, it is experiencing it by using what Baba is speaking about. Like yesterday he said, I take your boat across, and boat of life. It's not only just the soul. This boat means the body and the soul. But body does not go into the golden age. Only some will go in the golden age. How he is taking us across? Many souls will go into the golden age, but different level, different capacity. So it is not that they all will be going with the physical body, but sanskaras become so powerful that automatically from here, we are leaving this world behind. We are leaving the old world behind only when we actually become detached observer of ourselves. Whatever inside is us, we ourselves have to cut that bondages. Free from bondage, free from burden, then the relationship of our own self with others become divine. And this time, the practice is that you die alive, really, let go of the old. And nature is very wonderful. The law of energy of matter helps us a lot. Because when someone dies, the old account, the old relationship, the old whatever we had with each other, though we are carrying still with us, but wonder is that we don't remember that. if I would remember that this one who has now come and living with me or my children, and how they behave, some are cooperative, some are not cooperative, and some are handicapped. But it is some kind of karmic account, definitely. And I have to pay in that way. I give my time, my energy, my everything. I cannot get angry with that. But I am paying off extra attention. And if I know that this soul had some kind of, either I deceived him, or he deceived me, or she did not behave properly, or I did not, now it is come to give or receive. So it means that virtues are paid against the wrong action I had paid before, but it is invisible. But it is account which is, when we are invisible now, but it is visible through practical relationship. So in the same way, our divine account is also visible in the golden age. How he takes us away, our elevated actions, our divine activities, our service that we this time give as a spiritual social servers, workers, or as yesterday Baba said, that you are serving the yajna, servers of the creator of the yajna, through which you are purifying the atmosphere, you are purifying the world, service in a different ways. So we carry our good karmic accounts with each other. Old accounts are finished, and so because there is, everyone does not have to pay anyone anything. So how is taking us? Automatically this karmic account is finished, and we are sitting in this boat of love, godly love, seated on his heart throne, not in words only, but really by practicing this, that Baba speaking me, that you are speaking to me, that you are the light of my eyes. Do I believe it? Really? He says, I have my heart throne, you are seated on my heart throne, it's very big. My arms, Brahma's arms, are so big that it can take many, not only 4 million or 8 million, can take the whole world in his arms. But it is not the physical arms. It is the arms of his love. It is the openness. He's opened it. Love is light, and this light is open with open hearts. And then you are seated in my heart throne. Baba, physical Baba does not have, Shiva Baba does not have physical heart. It is the love. Love, that's why on the path of worldly way they show love, heart as love. But value is gone now. But God's value is real. Now love we express. I love a cup of coffee. I love tea. I love my car. I love this. So our value of love has become very gross. And God's value of love is subtle and very enormous love, that eternal love. So when I believe this, I will feel this like this. If I don't believe that God's power does not live in me, and neither my power can communicate with him. It is love begets love. He is offering, but I am not believing. How will I experience? It has to be, have connection and understand it's not gross, it is subtle. So it means my understanding, my thoughts, my vision, has to be in the same faith and trust as Baba has in me. Baba, for Baba we are always in present. And he always sees us in a very divine consciousness. He does not see our weakness, that's why he is able to see our original self. an in-body conscious, in bodily relations we create a wall and our energy cannot go to them directly. Even we have good wishes for each other, even we love, but our love does not reach. So what it is important, this bhavana, trust, what God is saying, I believe, yes, then automatically this magnetic energy makes you sit on his heart throne. He said that I am a gardener. Okay, do I believe this? Okay, then I am a seed. Let me surrender myself to this fertile land of love of God. And then he will automatically waters me with his love and makes me grow, allow me to sprout, express my inner power. Only with water you give the fruit, the seed begins to sprout, it begins becomes a tree. Then he is the son of knowledge, the power of yoga. He is enabling me to grow more and become fruitful. The tree of my life then bears many fruits of divine virtues. It is not the gross tree, it is the subtle tree. So when you analyze the way God is analyzing, when you see with which vision he is seeing, the experience becomes real. It becomes inner super sense of joy, subtle love. And so our love for ourselves and our love for others will also reach when this trust is in us for our own qualities. Godly qualities means knowledge, purity, peace, love, benevolence, happiness. These are godly qualities, truth, that we radiate out. And when we are as a Brahman consciousness, then these powers to cooperate, power to withdraw, power to adjust, power to tolerate, power to cooperate, power to merge, these eight powers, this is only at the confluence age. We don't take this in the golden age. So, in order to cut the bondages, we need to have both powers, godly powers as godly birthright, and Brahmin powers as Brahma Kumars. Kumaris have to conquer, they all have to conquer, but we especially are studying this subject. And so we, in front of us, will be different tests. And at the same time, opportunity for us to perform elevated actions. So everything what depends is really my love, my faith, and also faith, not only in Baba, but faith in myself as well. Not only love for gross things, but of course, the task is very powerful, so I need to be in this body, but without burden and without bondage. Today is the special day. It is called, for 15 days there is Shraddha, and many have requested to offer bhog in with this consciousness, offering to our ancestors. So, how will it reach, is this question. Will the food reach them? For my experience, I must have also, must be someone's mother, in daughter, husband, wife, some relationship definitely. And they offer bhog for me on the day of ceremony. But I don't feel this 15 days that I have eaten. So what reaches? It is not the food will reach. But in food we feel that we cook for that reason. That this offering in this way with love, with respect. Through this we are offering and feeding many others also, and we feed ourselves as well. In their name, we get the bhog. So their name gives us some satisfaction. Different days, different bhog is cooked. Some days halwa, some days kheer, some days gulab jamun, some days laddus every day, it will not be the same. It does not mean that which the day I have simple bhog, I have not offered. When I have a very rich bhog, then I have offered. But love should be immense, the same. Same conscious of love, then ordinary things become extraordinary. Fruit becomes bhog, food becomes bhog. So in the same way, just like when we are offering to our ancestors this bhog, it is not that bhog is reaching, to Baba. He projects itself. Our yoga and our love and bhavana is reaching them in a different costume, in different ways. Sometimes it is a sudden feeling of great joy. Sometimes it is the touching to that soul, some kind of help that is receiving. It will be indirect going, not direct in the form of, just like the fragrance of the flowers do not go in the form of flowers themselves, but fragrance reaches, and fragrance does not fly in itself. It is the air. Air carries the fragrance, but not the flower. So in the same way, food will not reach. Food we will eat in their name. Right, different days, different things. But our bhavana, our love, our shraddha, that definitely reaches them, because this is the subtle communication. Doesn't matter wherever they are. We do not know their address. We do not know which dress they are. But we know that our general post office, the supreme post office, I put it there, I give it to Baba, and let Baba give this soul what I, my love, my respect, or maybe it is the inner feeling of guilt, some kind of responsibility I did not do. Now I am able to give it. So if something I have not worked properly with them, the feeling of forgiveness to myself and for forgiveness to others, or asking please that this good wishes and blessings wherever you are, then Baba will take care of you. My connection is with Baba, and in your name I got the opportunity to make my fortune. In your name I offer bhog, and so many Brahmins are being fed with that. So such a good karmic account. When yajna is created, Brahmins are every day, for 15 days we offer to Brahmins. And here every day bhog is offered. But when specially so many Brahmins are eating on Thursday, and every day bhog is different, but Thursday and Sunday special. So it is this feeling of speciality, feeling of love and respect, it reaches them. And this is why, and it is also important that it is my good time to create that good account with Baba as well. So their blessings come to us, and our blessings come to go to them. In other way, we are also cutting our suksham account with them of attachment. Not offering with attachment. We are offering for gratitude. We are, and physically their dress is changed, their address is changed, their role is changed, and the companies also change. So they got job in a new company. Let them earn and achieve, have wonderful time wherever they are. So offering with deep feeling of love and respect, but not crying or not having that feeling, not even guilt now. Thank you, whatever it was in the drama, it is past, and now go beyond this. Then I am free from bondage, free from karmic account, and yet creating wonderful account, but through Baba. Right? So this is why whoever is offering bhog with the consciousness of love and respect, definitely great feeling of gratitude, and at the same time, you are free, I am free. good that you will forget whatever tradition was there. And I do not forget, but I get the power from Baba to see you in a totally different attitude, with different consciousness, that you continue to play with blessings, good role. A new company, good job, definitely we believe that you have a good job and good sustenance. So you are remembering, but not with attachment. You are respecting, but not with any kind of inner repentance. But let good wishes from all go to them. Okay, Om Shanti.